Let not your hearts be troubled. I promise you, Pastor and I do not talk to each other about what we're going to preach about. And it just blows my mind when the Lord does this kind of stuff. It's all the Lord. Those were the words I heard on Thursday morning at our prayer meeting. And the Lord began to expound it in my heart. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But at the beginning of the week, the Lord kind of shoved three different stories out of nowhere into my face. And I thought, what am I supposed to do with this? But then I got this other word on Thursday, and the Holy Spirit just started tying everything together with a nice bow. And okay, Lord, I don't know why you want me to go here, but we're going there. And the more I go over it, the more I get excited about what the Lord is doing these days. So I want to share a few stories, and one of them is about one of God's generals. How many have heard, well, I know two hands will go up, maybe three, maybe four. How many remember hearing the McKinnons talk about Amy Semple McPherson? Praise God. She was a little before their time. She was born in 1890 in Ontario, Canada, down near Ingersoll. And she was one of those women that were born out of season, maybe, you might want to say. She liked to color outside of the box. She didn't color inside the box. She was a woman who dared to believe God and walk in his ways. She didn't care if it was a man's world. So what? God wants me to preach. I'm going to go out and I'm going to preach. And she was not the woman to... She did try a couple of times to be the dutiful wife. She did have a couple of children. She was only married three times.
What?
And she was only kidnapped twice. Yeah, she had quite the exciting life, we could say. So Amy would go around. She had a car. I forget what the saying was on the side, but it was something about the truth setting you free, or the gospel. It had something to do with that. The gospel is freedom. Or just have her kids in tow. And she went all over everywhere, all through Canada, through the States, down to Florida, up through to California. And everywhere she went, she just had this flair about her, right? She would have little tent meetings or big tent meetings, grand Colosseum meetings, but she would have meetings. And this woman just trusted God. God didn't give her some great ability. She just trusted God, and God would show up in their meetings every single time she had one. So some time passed as she wandered through the countryside, and he told her he wanted her to settle down in California and start a church there. So she did. It was the Los Angeles Temple. Where do you think it was located? Los Angeles. And I want you to remember, this is like 1923. This temple seated 5,300 people. It was huge. Most nights, it held about 10,000. That's how many people would come out to her meetings. She was a showman. You know, we talk about no flashy lights and smoke. She would be the one that would have the flashy lights and the smoke. Her best friend, get this, was Charlie Chaplin. For us older folks, sorry, he was an actor. For you younger folks. Now, it was kind of a secret friendship because they couldn't let it be known, because, you know, the evangelists, they would talk down Hollywood. That's the the place of sin, right? And actors didn't want to be known as hanging out with the evangelists. Oh my goodness, that wouldn't be good for our reputation. And so they were best friends, but secretly. And she would help him with his acting, believe it or not, and he would help her with how to be more of a showman for her meetings. And in the beginning, Amy would hold, I say in the beginning, she held these every week, but she was in charge. She would preach in 22 meetings every week. Every week. I can't even. Now, there's someone who has to live by faith to have God be able to give you so much. But she was a woman who had a heart for God. She was a woman who wanted to give her absolute everything for the work of God. One night in one of her meetings, as she was preaching her sermon like she always did, the Lord put something in her heart. So she, without hesitation, declared it. God wants to do a creative miracle. If you're in need, come down here to the front. And she said that for about 10 minutes. She went on about, God wants to do a creative miracle. And nothing happened, so okay. On she went with her sermon, and the Lord started pressing it on her again. So she again stopped and said, the Lord wants to do a creative miracle. Is there anyone? Lady got up from her seat, had this blanket with her. She comes up to the front. She says, well, I know you said God wants to do a creative miracle, but I don't know if he wants to do one this creative. And she pulled back the blanket to show her baby that had no arms, no legs, and a deformed face. Well, Amy took and laid her hands, anointed the baby with oil, laid her hands on the baby, prayed over the baby, and then she said, let's worship the Lord. So much for the sermon. Let's worship the Lord. So for the next 30 minutes, they worshiped the Lord. And that little baby's arms and legs grew from the torso. And the Lord fixed that baby's face right up, right in front of everybody in that meeting. What if she was someone who wasn't willing to color outside of the box? What kind of a life would that child have had? Would have missed out. But Amy was willing to go, maybe where no man would dare to go, or woman for that matter. Praise God. What excites me about stories like that is the fact that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed, folks. He still does those things. But will we believe him? Will we be willing to take that plunge, that leap of faith, and trust him? Okay, Gerson, let's go to Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 22. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. And so Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. If only I could just touch it. Touch his garment. I know I'm going to be made well. And was she? Yes. She took a leap of faith. touched a garment that she wasn't supposed to touch because it could make him unclean because she was considered unclean. And yet, when she reached out, the power of God came because she believed that God would touch her and heal her. And God, he met that beautiful need she had. Hallelujah. Did I cover everything there? Hold on one second. I'm going back. I did. Okay, next story. This one's a big one. Hold on to your seats. There was a woman. Didn't go to this church. But her job was cleaning the church. I used to be a church cleaner. When I first got saved, my mom and I were one of the teams that used to come in and clean the church when we were over on Byron Street. And so she did it with great joy, and for her it was such a privilege to be allowed to clean God's house. That's how she felt about it. Her perspective on it was one of joy. What a privilege. I get to clean God's house. She had a baby. On the back he went. And she went dutifully through the church and cleaned the church. One day she's down by the toilets and she's cleaning the toilet bowl out with baby on her back. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke audibly. He said, "No matter what, call upon me and I will answer you." She immediately got up and looked around, looking for who it could be talking to her. And the Holy Ghost said, "No, it was the Lord speaking to you." Oh. Life went on. But the Lord spoke those words, "No matter what, call upon me and I will answer you." That little baby grew up. Her son, and he fell in love, and he was on his way to get married, not on his way. The wedding was a couple of weeks away. He was in a very bad accident, and he died. Mom hadn't seen him since he passed, and friends were getting ready to go for the funeral service, and the mom said,